direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Test, 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 check, check.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as
Rockefeller.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I don't know whether to say you're lucky that I'm here or you're not lucky that I'm here. I had a rough night. This is day three of the bug brought into my house by my grandson. And you can get ready, Peon, when Archie goes to daycare. Get ready. He'll go to school with these other little kids. And they come in there with all their little germs. They give them to Archie, and he brings them home to you. And everybody said, when you get a grandson, that's going to happen. That's exactly what happened. It hit me Sunday, and it's been with me since Sunday. Today is a tiny bit better because I drank Pedialyte. Do you know what Pedialyte
is? Sure, yeah.
Pedialyte is for little kids.
Yes.
But it's an electrolyte. It's it puts fluid, rather than go to the hospital and get hydrated, you can drink Pedialyte. So I drank a bottle of Pedialyte.
How was that?
It's good.
It has a bunch of sugar in it. It's real sweet. Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
I've had some recently, yeah.
Now, if I say things weird, you have to understand something. I don't remember, and I'm not kidding, I don't remember being here yesterday. I know I was here. But I don't remember it. I don't remember driving here. I know we did the show. And I don't remember anything else. I was just in a funk, like a fog. And I'm kind of in that today. And the other thing that'll happen is if I stall or get stuck, is I can't see. And this is a weird thing. Many, many, many years ago, I had radial keratotomy. Radial keratotomy was a procedure that was performed on nearsighted people before LASIK was approved in the United States. And LASIK is a big deal now. The difference is radiokeratotomy, they make wagon wheel incisions in your cornea. In other words, from the center out, like you're cutting pieces of a pie. And both of my corneas have, one has 16 incisions, and the other has 14.
Eesh.
Now, what happens is your corneas are permanently weakened. So I can't go up into the Rocky Mountains anymore for the rest of my life. If I do, I won't be able to see.
That's right. You had to buy glasses last time when you went to Colorado, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't know. And we go to Colorado, and I wake up after the first 24 hours there. And when I say I can't see, I wasn't blind, but everything was just a fog. It was like
severe. Blurry.
Yeah. And I called my ophthalmologist, and I said, I'm losing my vision. And he said, what do you mean? And I happened to say, ever since we got here, and he said, got where? And I told him, he said, oh, my God, what altitude? And, of course, I'm like 10,000 feet. He says, no. He said, I never even thought to tell you. You oxygen deprivation.
Wow.
Screws with your vision. And when you sleep, your eyes are closed. They don't get oxygen. I've been in bed for 36 of the last 48 hours. I mean, so I can't see. And it's a weird thing. If I stay awake and only sleep 6 hours, my vision is great. And that's the downside to RK. I could have had LASIK. When I had RK, you could get LASIK in Canada. It was $10,000 out of pocket. Insurance wouldn't cover it because it was out of the country. And I chose, unwisely now, to have RK. But you do what you do when you do it. I mean, you can't go back. And at the time, that was the thing to do.
Right.
And the only downside to it is if you're ever... My goodness, if I was in a coma for like a month, I bet I'd wake up, I couldn't see anything.
But that was the big thing back then when you you had that done, RK. And I think, because I worked with you when you did that at Kix, and I think it was a client also.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so.
And it was very successful, and I was not nearsighted anymore, and blah, 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 blah. But even though the cornea heals, it never regains its original stability. Your corneas are always weak. That's why he told me, he said, try not to ever get hit in the eye like with a tennis ball directly in the eye. Your corneas are compromised. And so going to the mountains is much like when I've been in bed the last couple of days. There's no oxygen. So until my eyes have been open for many, many hours, I'm not going to regain it. So I have every excuse in the world for screwing things up today. Hmm. If I make a mistake, he can't see.
Welcome to my world.
And he feels
it. Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, that's why Dan makes all those mistakes.
I can't understand why Dan's a big screw-up today. When you can't see, you screw things up. So welcome, everybody, to the second last day of August, August 30th already.
Man.
Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
I'm not so sick that I forgot about that.
I still go back to yesterday when you told Peon, I haven't forgot, and he goes, oh.
I checked my email this morning, and some guy emailed me during the show. You have to understand, I generally do not read emails except in the morning. So I get home, and this morning I read my email, and from yesterday during the show, a guy is frantically trying to email me, Sleepy
Don't
Dusty
forget,
Delta, Sleepy Dusty Delta.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess he finally thought I finally remembered to do it because of his email. No, it's just because I remembered to do it. I actually forgot in the very beginning, but I felt so horrible. And here's the other thing. This is when I kind of, well, I can't say I envy people who get sick regularly. That's not a good thing to say. But people who catch colds a lot, you know those people, they're always calling in sick. Again, they're kind of used to it. When you don't get sick, you're a big baby. You really are. And I'm not used to this.
I think for the most part, guys are just big babies when we get sick.
I think you're right.
Because even when women get sick, we still expect them to get up and cook and do all our stuff.
To do what?
Do all our cook. Stuff for us, cook and
what?
Clean.
What are you talking about?
What household?
Where do you live?
Not my household.
I don't know.
My wife, a week ago, had spinal fusion. And who's at home the last couple of days? Oh, it's me. She's got a brace on her back. She's got 8 screws in her spine. And for the last 3 days... It's all about me, as it should be. I am the breadwinner. Let's not forget that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is father of Archie, who over the next couple of years is going to bring him all kinds of sickness and germs from other little kids. Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yesterday, we had our tech segment. And one of the things that Jose...
You know, I don't remember any of that.
...said about the iPhone 7 that's coming out soon, it will no longer have the headphone jack. They're moving towards, I guess, Bluetooth, only Bluetooth working
but
with
their... If you
their...
wear headphones, you do a Bluetooth connection.
Yes. Well, I saw this product yesterday, and I think you would probably be right up the alley as being a customer of these. These are called Zungle sunglasses.
Hmm.
They did a Kickstarter. They were trying to raise $50,000, and so far they've raised $1.9 million.
This Kickstarter, we got to get in on this. We got to get this.
They definitely overshot their goal by quite a bit.
Now, what are the people who give? What do they get out of it?
Well, for the most part, in this one, if you you bid enough. I mean, if you bid a dollar, you get just a thank you. I mean, really. And $10, you get a sticker pack, it says. So you have to bid $89 or more.
To have a piece of the company?
You get a pair of the sunglasses that they're making.
No, I want a piece of the company.
The retail price is $150, so okay. You're getting a deal by being an early investor.
And what do they do?
These Zungle sunglasses you put on your head, and they work by Bluetooth, but they have bone conduction speakers. So right behind your ear, they have these little pads.
Like a cochlear implant.
Yes, and they vibrate.
Okay.
And so you can hear any music then through the bones in your skull.
But does it sound?
Well, I mean, all the people, I mean, you can only go by the people's reactions that they have tried these on, which right. You don't know, of course, if they're paid or not. But so somebody can be sitting right next to you.
And they won't hear it.
They can't hear anything. And, you know, some of the people are saying, really, you can't hear that right now? They've $2 million they've raised, so this is already a completed deal. So it looks like some people will be getting these in November. But you can't even, most of the things on the Kickstarter are already sold out. I think there are a couple left that you can still buy. Like you can for $285, you get three pairs. And there's even the most expensive one. If you pledge $8,000 or more, they give you 100 pairs of these sunglasses. So I guess you could then resell them on your own. I don't know what else, why somebody would want 100 pairs of the sunglasses.
I don't get all this Kickstarter stuff. It seems like every time somebody goes on or GoFundMe, people come out of the woodwork with money.
It's essentially, I mean, you could start a company without having to go to, those investors. Venture capitalists right. that you have to get investments from. So this is just a way to get people to pre-order your product so you can start then the manufacturing process. So, but I thought that was pretty cool. I would love to try them. I'm not a big music listener, so I don't think I would ever be a customer, but I think that would be really weird to try. Just putting on sunglasses and being able to hear your music and nobody else around you could hear. I mean, I'm assuming you could even do it for your television. Well, they're sunglasses, though, but maybe okay. Eventually.
But here's the deal. They have, and I don't know what it's called, they have transmitters that can transmit sound waves so that they're directed just at you. In other words, you hear in full stereo, whatever.
Oh, directional. I think I've seen those.
But the person next to you cannot hear it.
If they're not positioned in the right way. Right. Yeah.
Now, how can that be?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to study how sound bounces around,
I would like
around,
to hear these bone-vibrating glass earpieces. I would.
Yeah, to see hear the quality? Yeah. So
that's all sound is supposed to be, right? Is vibration that you're picking
through your
up.
Bones? Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why would it not work?
Yeah, exactly. So
that'd be great.
Zungle is the name. Okay. Next thing I have, there's a website. I'll post a link to it on Facebook. And you really don't have to be somebody that cooks to use this, but it's just helpful to because you're always questioning. Even though the expiration date on something in your refrigerator says right. This or that. This article says that 25% of edible food is thrown away every year just by people saying, oh, the date, you know, it's been out two or three days.
That date, you have to understand, that date, if it says best if used by.
Right.
But they have to protect themselves.
Exactly. It's a yeah.
So you got some leeway there.
Yes.
I get milk.
But a lot of people don't understand that.
Look, today's the 30th. If I get a carton of milk at home, it says best if sold by the 30th. I'm going to drink that milk to the 5th or 6th.
Right. Yeah, and if it's sold by the 30th, so if it's the 29th, the milk's still going to be good next week. If you buy it and it says best be sold by the 30th, right. You buy it on the 29th. You still got a week with worth
exactly.
Of
here's the other thing. There's best if used by. There's best if sold by. And then I've heard people say that on certain medications or eye drops, that's a bogus date. They want to resell the product. that if it's never been opened, it's still perfectly good.
So this website will help you navigate all that, where you don't even necessarily have to. It's called stilltasty.com. And so essentially you can put in any product that you have in your fridge, and it'll say how long it's good for in the fridge, how long if you freeze it, how long if you've thawed it out. Can it like if you have a frozen pack of ground beef that you put in the refrigerator yesterday, but you haven't gotten around to, you know, cooking it yet, it'll say, I think when you thaw out ground beef, it pretty much has to be cooked within 2 or 3 days. But, yeah, so it's just a search engine. And then there are questions like, you know, your eggs. What's the deal with the date on the eggs? How long? And it says sometimes eggs can be good for like 3 to 5 weeks after you buy them in the fridge. Hmm. So I'll put a link to that up on our Facebook page.
See, this happened today. We had some vegetable soup in the refrigerator, bought at the smokehouse a week ago. And I said to my wife, you think it's still good? We didn't know.
Oh, here you go.
So we dumped it out.
Yeah. So all you would have to do is put in vegetable soup.
I bet it was still good because it was in the refrigerator.
Let's see here.
Vegetable soup.
Real quick.
Vegetable soup.
We'll put vegetable soup homemade because it's essentially homemade. In the refrigerator, it's good for 3 to 4 days.
Ah, okay.
Freezer, 4 to 6 months.
It's been more than 3 or 4 days.
And then it gives you tips on each thing. It says refrigerate within 2 hours of cooking. Refrigerate, cook soup in a covered container. How to freeze it. And then it said potatoes and pasta in the soup may become mushy when thawed out. So it gives you a bunch of neat...
For the people who want this site and you're in the car, email Peon to get
I'm going to put it on our Facebook page.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And you don't have to email us and ask us for it. Because I know how this works. It's taken me a long time, but I figured it out.
Yeah.
We mentioned something. I get home. I check my email. Here's email after email after email. What was the name of that thing? What was the name of that? What was that movie? So we put on our Facebook page. That'll be the end. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Anything else?
No, that's all I have.
And then they'll ask, how do you get to the Facebook page?
Oh, my goodness. Dan, did you have anything?
I do. I have something here.
All right. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The first thing I have is a couple of traffic bulletins. And I know Tim Weiland's coming up here in a few minutes, but these people have called in for these
traffic
bulletins.
For the people listening, the static and the crackling, we've addressed this before.
Yeah.
Irritating, yes, AM radio, but life-saving. Irritating, but life-saving. Built-in storm warning apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
BISWA. In the business, that's what we refer to.
Oh, the BISWA.
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 Built-in storm warning apparatus.
Yeah.
AM doesn't have to have static.
Mm-mm.
The people who own AM radio stations made a conscious decision years ago to save lives. We've talked about this before. You go down the road, listening to FM, da-da-da-da, crystal clear, boom! Bolt of lightning hits you, kills your family.
Because
you didn't know. You didn't know it was coming. Dan, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, okay.
You had bullet points.
Yeah, on Kings Highway and Highway 40, which I say 40, but they say 64, but Highway 40, or if you're from St. Louis, it's Highway 40.
Or if you're Farmer Dave.
Yeah, Farty.
Highway
40. The lights are on flash, and he said it is a mess there. So Kings Highway and Highway 40. 364, which is the page extension, is that correct?
Yes.
Right before, if you're heading westbound towards St. Charles, right before the bridge, someone called and said it's raining so hard that drains or something are blocked up. The left lane had about 8 to 10 inches of water in it.
Let me show you how much water that is. Look at this.
There you go.
8 to 10 inches.
That's a lot.
A lot of water, buddy.
That's a lot. And so that's it. So that's 364, the page extension, heading into St. Charles right before the bridge. The left lane has a lot of standing water. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, I talked about my daughter's car with the fan and the air conditioner, and it still has not done anything. I've been driving her car now since Sunday, and it will not...
Did it do it at all when you were in the car with
no,
her?
No, it's never done it.
This sounds like it's her.
No. No, because my niece was in the car with her when she was driving back from SEMO.
This is how kids try to get a new car.
No, and her uncle, who's also a police officer, he witnessed it also.
Sure he did.
So
She went to him and said, Uncle, what's his name?
Uncle Kevin.
Uncle Kevin, I'd like to get a little better car. Would you go along with this thing about my fan not working right? Would you tell my dad that? So he'll buy it, and he'll buy into it, and I'll get a new car. Funny to me, you've had the car for how long?
Since April.
No, since
since Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Sunday.
This is Tuesday.
Now, she said that it happens, it doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen when she is in it for long periods of time.
What year's the car?
2010.
She wants a 2011.
Yeah, probably.
That's what this is all about.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, I did have some people call yesterday and email me with some suggestions, and I've tried all of these things, and they still haven't worked. One guy said, turn the heater on. He said the same thing happened to his car, and it was the resistor for the fan. But he said, turn the heater on, and then let that blow for a little while, and then turn the air conditioner back on, and he said, I promise you, it'll do something. It'll do
something. Yeah, it'll do something. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
Turn the heat on when it's 92 degrees.
Yeah, well, I did.
Did you try it?
I tried that. I did that when we left last night, and I turned the heat on while I stood outside of the car and just let it run for a little while. And then I got in and turned the air on. It didn't do it.
You know, we shared... We shared something with somebody the other day. My wife was with me, and they didn't believe us. And we actually proved this to be true here in the garage. And that's when you take your key fob and hold it under your chin and open your mouth, it increases the distance.
Yeah.
And it absolutely does do it.
Yeah, because...
And we're trying to tell somebody this the other night. And they said, well, that is ridiculous. And I said, so I did it yesterday. I have a detached garage at my house. And folks, if you don't know about this, we'll tell you again. And you can try this. Go to a parking lot or garage, wherever your car is, and then walk away from it until you get just far enough that it won't make the car lock and unlock. And then open your mouth and put it under your chin, and it'll do it.
Yeah.
It absolutely increases the distance.
Yeah.
And I thought, too, okay, this is just somebody who wants us to go out and look stupid. And they look, I can't believe what I got them to do. They went out and put the thing under their chin.
And
but it works. It works.
I know.
So,
I know.
If you missed that day when we talked about that, now you know another little secret. Was there anything else?
No, that's it. I'm going to be driving around tonight, and I'm going to try and get that thing going.
All right. Burke segment's officially closed. All right, we're going to do some traffic. We're going to get John Londoff on here. No, I take care of that today.
Yes.
This is my day to do that. And then I got a story that I go online and I read. I won't subscribe to the Post-Dispatch. I hate the Post-Dispatch, but I will admit I do go online and look at stories that they don't slant or put their political bias onto, like, you know, just crime reports. And I read a story this morning, and after I read it, I thought, you know what, if the world would be a really boring place if there weren't just really crazy people. And it's true. And I'll tell you what this story is and what this guy did after I tell you a little bit about Johnny Londoff. And then we take a quick break, and then we come back. And Colin Jeffrey's coming in about 4:30. We're going to talk about entertainment and TV and that kind of stuff. Johnny Londoff is a Chevrolet dealer. Now, everybody I just said that to already knew that, except the people who just moved to St. Louis this week, maybe this weekend. Now, I don't know how many people that would be. How many people do you think moved into the St. Louis area this past weekend? I bet 100 people. Easy, don't you think?
Oh, I would say. You know what? I would think more, but I don't know why I would think more.
Well, let's just say it's just 100. That's a lowball conservative. Okay, so there are 100 people who have no idea. They're new to St. Louis. They moved here from Seattle or wherever they came from. They don't have any idea where to go to get a car. Initially, they'll talk to their neighbors. Hey, welcome to the neighborhood. What's your name? Man, this your wife? Yeah, this your kids? Good-looking kids. Where you going to go to Rockwood School District or whatever? Francis Hall? Yeah. Where's a good place to eat around here? And then it'll start. And then over the course of the next few weeks, they'll ask neighbors, well, where's a good dry cleaners nearby? Where do you go to eat? Where's the church? and eventually get around to the car dealer. We're going to save you a lot of time. If you just moved here, here's your car dealer. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. It doesn't mean anything to you now. It's just the name of a dealership. So let me give you a little history. It was opened by John Londoff's dad, Johnny Londoff Sr., a Marine, a very caring and charitable man who had a few children. And one of those children had Down syndrome. And he was told at the time that that child was born, he should probably put it in an institution and forget about her. And he chose not to do that. And she's thriving and doing well. And her name is Jackie. And the reason I tell you that story is when I say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, you have to understand how the dealership got to where it is today, and that it's about the name on the dealership. It's more than just a name of a dealership. And sometimes you wish that customers could learn the history of a business and get to know the people behind the business. Well, in this case, you can. You can actually meet John Londoff Jr. He'd love to meet you. It's not possible to meet every single person because you may be there and buy a car one day when he's gone home for dinner or he's at a Chevy meeting or whatever. But if you insist on meeting him, he'll make that up to you, the fact that he was out that day or gone, and he'll set up a meeting to meet you. He would love to meet and he comes pretty close to meeting everybody who buys a vehicle at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And sometimes when Junior, and he, don't call him Junior, by the way, he hates that, but sometimes when I'm using that term as a, you know, the kid taking over the business. Sometimes when Junior takes Daddy's business, Junior ruins the business. Junior does it his way. Not the way that his dad did it, the way that worked so well, because Junior, in many cases, has to prove some point. And Junior ruins the business. And it did not happen at Johnny Londoff. It's just as terrific a place to buy a new Chevy as it was 40, 50 years ago. And it's in the same place as it was 40, 50 years ago. Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. So if you are in the market for a car, new or pre-owned, unless you absolutely will not drive a Chevrolet, I don't think there are many of those people left. I remember a time when I think it was my mother who would say, I wouldn't have a Chrysler. And I said to her, I said, when's the last time you were ever even in a Chrysler? And we had another set of friends down in Tennessee. They were Ford people. We'll only have a Ford. We wouldn't have a Chevy. And then when you ask them, when's the last time you're in a Chevy? They can't even remember. 30 years. They don't know what they're talking about. So unless you've decided you just don't want a Chevy, and I'll tell you who that crowd would be. Mr. Mercedes. Okay. I'm going to have a Mercedes. Okay. All right. You're out. You got a pass. We know you're not going to be looking for a Mercedes, although you could pre-owned maybe. But if you would consider, and I hope you would, a new Chevrolet, then also consider this dealership above all the others, because I am pretty positive that there's no other Chevy dealer where you could go where your business will be more appreciated, where the price will be more competitive, or where you'll be treated better than Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We'll do price and product another time. You know what the products are. Impala, Equinox, Cruze, Malibu, Silverado. Prices, of course, they're competitive. So welcome to St. Louis, you new people, you new St. Louisans, and have a great time shopping at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Again, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic. We've already got some problems out there. Tim Weiland?
Yeah, Dan, you can see that signal problems on Kings Highway at Highway 4064, and that's causing southbound Kings Highway to jam from Lindell down through Highway 40. Then over in Illinois on westbound 64 near 25th Street, you've got an accident that has the two right lanes blocked. You've got another accident westbound 364 west of 94. Accident reported eastbound 44. A little bit east of St. Clair, another crash reported on, well, we could see it on camera now. It's on Highway eastbound Highway 70, midway between Highway 40, 64, and Highway A. That's got things backed up there. And then they've just cleared the accident that was on westbound Highway 40 at Ballas. Now, traffic is still running slow from McKnight all the way out through Lindbergh, we'll call it, and then a couple slow pockets out through Highway 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Burger King's Breakfast. What's the best place to have your breakfast? How about on a warm croissant? Now at Burger King, get two croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two for $4 croissant-wich only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Huer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weese. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
When Jim Stirk is asked this question, and he will get it asked of him, well, what do you think of Kim Anderson and the basketball program and the situation he took over? The first words out of his mouth can't be, well, you know, he didn't have to take the job, which were the words that came out of Mac Rhodes. That can never, ever come out of an AD's mouth. 6:30 to 9.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
When it comes to choosing windows and patio doors, your home deserves the best. And at Fisher Window and Door and Fisher Lumber Company, you can expect the best. Family owned and operated since 1941, Fisher is the premier source for innovative window and door solutions in the area. We specialize in Marvin Windows and Doors, well known for superior craftsmanship, high quality, and unmatched value. Come visit either of Fisher's architecturally designed showrooms, where you can actually operate full-sized Marvin displays, exchange design ideas, see numerous product options, and the latest in Marvin product innovation. One of our experienced team members will guide you through the process with advice and support to provide you with the best solution for your window and door needs. So for your next window and door project, visit one of our convenient locations, Fisher Window and Door on Mercantile Drive in Brentwood, or Fisher Lumber Company on North Shamrock Street in East Alton.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating blocks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Truckers, this summer's the perfect time to switch to Schneider. You know Schneider has led the industry since 1935 and offers the widest variety of career opportunities. And yet, we're still pushing to make the driver experience even better. All new trucks have automated transmissions. We keep expanding our driver mobile app. We're constantly working to maximize driver home time and so much more. Make this the summer you switch to Schneider. Check out everything we're doing for drivers and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Addiction action can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, so I've got this this bug, whatever it is. You know what doesn't hurt? My teeth. My teeth don't hurt. I think it's because I go to Ballast Dental Care. I bet people who don't go to Ballast Dental Care, they get sick, their teeth even hurt. I've actually heard people say, I'm so sick, my teeth hurt.
And my hair hurts.
Yeah, my hair hurts, which is impossible.
I know.
I don't think hair has any nerve endings in it. Look, if you can cut your hair right off with a razor blade, it doesn't hurt. I don't think your hair, but I know what they mean. It's like every bone, every inch hurts. Not my teeth, because I'm a Ballast Dental Care patient. I heard another commercial today. If you listen to the radio or watch TV, you'd think that every other person is losing all their teeth. All these full implants in a day and one day will replace. I mean, are there that many people losing their teeth? I guess maybe there are. And that tells me that those people didn't go to the dentist. I don't need implants. My teeth are fine. I go twice a year to Ballast Dental Care. And then I hear other commercials from other dental clinics, and it's obvious that they want to be Ballast Dental Care. They came on board this station after Ballast Dental Care, and I guess they heard it, and they thought, we can't let them have all the business. Let's put our dental clinic on there. Well, I can't speak for those people, but I can speak for Ballast Dental Care because I've gone there for 43 years. I was in there as recently as 2 weeks ago. 43-year patient. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Rose. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long it's been since you've been to the dentist, whether you were there 6 months ago or 6 years ago or 16 years ago. They'd love to have you as a patient, and they will get you in. That's the other beautiful thing about them. I get emails from people saying, I wasn't even a regular patient, but I finally decided I had to do something, and I called. They got me in right away, meaning they didn't have to wait a couple of months to get in there. Because once you make the decision to finally get your mouth right, you want to get on with it. And they'll make it happen. Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com. So here's the story that I saw this morning. The St. Louis story. This guy, Joshua Lee Crook. Anytime they use three names, you know this is a criminal. This is a bad guy. He goes to a gas station. Let me see where this was. South Grand. This is 5 o'clock Sunday, last Sunday. And he picks up a bag of flaming hot Cheetos. Now, I love Cheetos. I don't know what flaming hot Cheetos
are. It's like a red coating, red powder, and it's
spicy. So they really are
spicy.
Yeah,
yes.
They're blazing hot.
So he picks up a bag of these, and the store manager says he'd been in there and stolen from the store before. So he tells the guy, put the Cheetos down if you're not going to pay for them. So he puts the Cheetos back and he leaves. About a minute later, just a minute later, he walks back in and grabs the bag of flaming hot Cheetos again. The manager confronts him. This Joshua Lee Crook punches the manager in the face. Runs outside, grabs a gas pump nozzle, and throws it on the ground. Now, gas is spewing out of it, and he takes a lit cigarette and throws it down on the gas, but it doesn't ignite. So this lunatic, how does somebody's mind work like this? I want a psychiatrist to walk me through this.
He's watched too many movies because they always said that if you drop a cigarette in gas like that,
it usually won't ignite.
Yeah, it'll go out.
And then, by the way, don't try that.
No,
okay?
No.
But it'll smother out. So you're in a store. You get caught trying to steal it. So I'll show you. You won't let me steal Cheetos. I'm going to burn this gas station down. Unbelievable. So now the guy is charged with first-degree attempted arson, which is a felony, and three misdemeanors.
Over a flaming bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, over a flaming bag of Cheetos. Man. You must really, really want flaming hot Cheetos pretty bad to put yourself in prison over it. It's just it's idiots like this that give you a reason to live because it makes us feel better about ourselves, and it makes the world a more interesting place. Nuts and crazy people. And there are plenty of them. Now, I'm going to mention a couple of things today, and I don't do this often, but I want to do it because there are a couple of people involved that I want to help out here. First is the West County Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association. They're partnering with the St. Louis County Police Welfare Association to raise money through a mouse race. And I'm assuming these are actual mice.
They are. I've been to a couple of the mouse races like that. It's a lot of fun. And you bet on the mice like you bet
like
on
horses.
Yeah, like horses.
October 14th, 7 o'clock, Andres West in Fenton. It's a dinner, full open bar, 10 rounds of mouse racing, 50-50 drawing, roulette wheel, silent auction, raffles, and more. Tickets are $300 for a table of 10. And all the proceeds go to benefit the Welfare Association of the St. Louis County Police and the West County Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association. Whew, it's a long name. Folks, when you send me this stuff, first of all, there's about a 90% chance we can't do it because we get this stuff all the time. But for the ones we do, please try to give us a destination for people to go online to find out more, because I've just told you about the mouse race. You're probably in your car, and now you get home and you go, how do I go to find out? I don't know what to tell you. Andres West, I would say call Andres West in Fenton. They should know, because that's where it's taking place. And then the next hour I'll do a flea market, and then we're done for probably a year. We won't do any of that stuff anymore. Schaefer Auto Body. Haven't needed them for a while. I'm trying to remember the last time we had to go to Schaefer. And I think it was when I hit that really good-looking woman right over here, a block away from the station.
Oh, my goodness. I remember that.
I think that's the last time I had to go to Schaefer.
Yeah.
We were stopped, and she was in front of me, and the light turned green. And she lunged, but then she put on her brakes real quick. And I lunged, too, and I didn't stop in time, and I ran in the back of her. And I was glad I did, because she was really good-looking. And she got out of the car. And when you get out and you hit somebody, you don't know what to expect, because it could be, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
You know, they could go crazy on you. She didn't go crazy on me. I think it was a rented car, which is why she didn't go crazy. And then I thought, wow, you are really good-looking. How can I make this conversation last longer? So I tried to make it last as long as I could, and sent her to Schaefer, and they took care of it, and they fixed my car, the front end of my car. It wasn't a lot of damage, but I think that's the last time I was in there. I'm due to give them more business. I got to give them more business than that. A little front bumper damage, that's not going to keep them in business. The average person's in a body shop every 7 years. Pion, when's the last time you had body work done?
It's probably been close to that.
You don't have wreck. You don't wreck cars.
No. Because I've had
move out by me with the deer.
Yeah, no thanks.
You'll have cars in the body shop. When's the last time you had a wreck?
I haven't had a wreck. I had my window broken out, and I took it to Schaefer.
Like somebody broke.
Yeah, out? Yeah. Somebody broke out the window and stole my briefcase and everything. And
yeah, that'd make me madder than a wreck.
Oh man,
it really would.
It was.
Whether your window's knocked out or you're in a real wreck or small rack, big rack. Hopefully nobody got hurt. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. There are 10 locations. You can find out the locations, the phone numbers, and all that other good stuff. And this is a full-service body shop, meaning it's more than just perfection and body work. Helping you with every single phase from that initial estimate to working with the insurance company, rental car company, whatever. You need a ride, they'll give you the ride. They'll take the car, pick up the car, bring you, take you, pick you up, whatever you need. Schaefer. All the information is at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Whalen.
All right, you've got an accident on southbound 270 at Manchester blocking the left lane. Another multi-vehicle collision on westbound 40 before Highway 170. The left lane is blocked there. Still working with the accident on westbound 64. It's just past 25th Street that had two lanes blocked, and you're backed up east of Highway 111. You do have slow traffic on southbound 270. It starts at Page. Eastbound 270, heavy Missouri bottom through 170. Northbound 170, you're slow from 70 up through Highway 270. And this report brought to you by Burger King's Breakfast. What's the best place to have your breakfast? Hop out on a warm croissant. Now at Burger King, get two croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two for $4 croissant-wich sandwiches only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs. 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Go to BuffaloWildWings.com to reserve your draft party at one of their locations. B-Dubs caters to your needs as a fantasy football fanatic. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550.
From ABC.